It's 10 past 12 at Sky Sports Radio. The announcement today that Racing New South Wales, in a joint initiative with the Australian Turf Club, are going to construct the Winx stand at Royal Rambling. This is going to be fantastic. CEO of Racing New South Wales, Peter Verandy, joins me. Hello, Peter. How are you?
Good day, Sean. Very well, thanks.
This sounds like a fantastic idea. It's, as we say, if you stand on the track and look to the grandstand at the moment, it'll be to the left of it.
Absolutely. Look, it's the win-win for the punters and the public, because this is a purely for the public. It's a public stand. The ATC have done a fantastic job with the big Queen Elizabeth Grandstand, where, you know, for sponsors and corporates and members, and there is public facilities there. But this one is purely for the public, and it'll fit 5,000 people in, and it'll be designed in a way where, you know, if we continue our upward growth here in New South Wales with our race meetings, that we can add to that grandstand and put another level on it. But the most exciting thing about it, Sean, is it's named after our champion, Winx. She's responsible for bringing a lot of new people to the race course, so we needed to build a new stand. So she's responsible for it, so we should put a name to it. And she's a once-in-a-generation champion that's attracted a lot of non-race goers, you know, not only sporting people, but the general public. So, you know, we just want to honour Winx, and we couldn't think of a better way than a public stand being the people's horse at Randwick.
How many levels will it have initially, Peter?
Look, it'll have two levels initially, but as I said, we want to be able to look at the foundations to ensure that they're sufficient there for the future, so we can continue to build on it, you know, and be as tall as the Queen Elizabeth stand. You know, we'll do things gradually, and we've been saving up for this because, you know, we've been putting money aside in the Randwick Capital Fund to fund the construction with the ATC, and the ATC are doing a great job in the design and et cetera of the stand, and they'll use it on non-race days for functions and exams, so it'll be an income-producing asset as well.
That's what a lot of people don't realise about the facilities at racetracks. You've got unlimited parking. It's easy to get to, often large areas. They're a wonderful venue to have for, as you said, conferences, university exams, the whole lot.
Well, even today, with the Winx announcement, we had to be reasonably quiet because on the other end of the in the grandstand was all the University of New South Wales exams. So, you know, it's fantastic how the industry can generate additional revenue from these facilities because they cost a lot of money and they have to operate 7 days a week. But, you know, and we get the bonus, of course, of using them for the big race days.
Peter, the other good thing about Winx, she attracted a younger generation of people. I saw stats and it was amazing, the age range who turned up to see her and come to the races.
Look, I think that started with the Everest. And we absolutely targeted the younger demographic, and Winx just kept that going and probably did a better job. She brought a lot of young people in, and that's what we need in racing, because you need the next generational customer. If you rely on the customers now, you don't have a future. You need to keep bringing the generations in, and Winx did that, the Everest is doing that, and hopefully the Golden Eagle will do the same thing at Rose Hill.
It all of a sudden became cool to go to the races.
Absolutely, and you know, they're all exceptionally well-dressed, and the young ladies look picture-perfect, and they attract the young gents, and they have a really good time. I walked around Randwick to see that firsthand what a good time they're having, and it is the cool thing to do now. And as I said today, gone are the days where people will sit on cement seats and eat hot dogs and pies. You need to have facilities to be able to compete in the entertainment market, which racing is in.
Now, the other good thing, Rose Hill, I haven't been forgotten. I think there's going to be a statue erected there to Winx as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's her home track. I mean, she's won, I think, 20 races at Randwick, but her home, where she's trained at, is Rose Hill. So that's the appropriate place for the statue. And as I said, with this year, we've also got the Golden Eagle at Rose Hill, which is the second richest race on turf in the world. You know, Rose Hill is one of the best facilities for the public of any sporting facility, and we want to fill it. We want to be able to use those public facilities to really promote racing in the western suburbs of Sydney.
Well, it's fantastic news. When do you get the official planning permits to go ahead, and how long will this take?
Look, it'll hopefully start early next year in 2020 for the construction. Some of the site will be used this year for the Everest with temporary facilities, but hopefully construction will commence in early 2020. And I'm not sure how long it'll take, but it'll probably be around 12 months to construct. And it'll certainly be ready, or hopefully be ready, for the 2020 Everest. So we'll need to be a construction period of 10 months. So I think we might have to do a few shifts by the sounds of it, Sean.
Be working overtime. You'll be operating an excavator the way you're going.
Oh, I've done a bit of bricklaying, so there's no problem there.
Hey, it's going to be a slick operation out there when you look at with the horse stall areas now all under cover and so forth. It's just it'd be equal to anything in the world.
Look, in Randwick, we're proud of Randwick. It's, you know, with that beautiful Queen Elizabeth stand. Now the day stalls under cover are fantastic. I actually walked them again today just to have a look how impressive they are. And all the facilities are five-star, and we've got to continue that vein.
Yep, exactly. You've got to give the punters what they want. As somebody once said about marketing, it's not hard. Find out what they want and give it to them.
Absolutely. And, you know, and what the punters want is facilities. They can have a great day out because they can spend their money on a number of other entertainment, and we need to keep them in racing. Mm.
Well, it's great news. Racing New South Wales, the ATC getting together to do it. Good to catch up, Peter.
My pleasure, Sean.